Recorded Books and RB Digital present Anton and Cecil, Cats Aloft by Lisa Martin and Valerie Martin. Illustrated by Kelly Murphy. Read by Maxwell Glick. The two kittens flopped down on the warm brick apron outside the lighthouse at Lunenburg and batted their paws at the slim orange cat sitting nearby.
"Tell us a story, kitty!"
shouted Mo, the smaller of the kittens.
"What kind of story would you like?"
asked Kitty, smoothing her whiskers with one paw.
"One of Anton and Cecil's adventure stories,"
said Sophie, settling next to Mo.
"A scary one, where they go far away."
Kitty nodded.
"The best kind. Your big brother Cecil always told me there are three ways to travel a long distance, and I've managed all three."
She swished her tail jauntily, just as Cecil would have done. Mo lifted a paw.
"Oh, I know this. Across the sea by ship, over land by train, and what's the third one?
Through the air by balloon,"
said Kitty, gesturing toward the sky.
"A balloon!" cried Mo. "That's what I need."
"Tell us the balloon story," said Sophie. "Please."
Kitty cleared her throat and curled her tail over her front paws. The kittens scooted a bit closer while the cool fall breeze shook the leaves and pitched the ships in the harbor.
"The story begins," said Kitty theatrically, "with an ending."
Chapter 1. Out of the West.
"Where could he be?"
wondered Hieronymus, rubbing his pink mouse ears.
"I know my cousin is here somewhere. The mouse network said so."
Cat brothers Anton and Cecil exchanged a small smile. Anton knew that the mouse network could be unreliable, but he didn't want to upset his good friend Hieronymus. Finding a tiny mouse in a giant city was as knotty a problem as finding a particular fish in the whole wide ocean. Anton and Cecil had found lost creatures before, of course, including Hieronymus himself, once imprisoned in a dusty railroad town. But this was no small town. This place was huge, sprawling over steep hills, tentacled like an octopus. Packs of hungry dogs and territorial rats threatened at every turn, and the local mice gave hazy directions. The cats and mouse pressed on, chasing down leads, scouring the port city from the sewers to the rooftops. After three sleepless days and nights, they finally found Cousin Eponymous living underneath a food and drink establishment near the wharf.
"Oh, upon my last whisker, I thought we'd never find you," cried Hieronymus, squeezing Eponymous with joy.
"And I thought we'd never eat again," growled Cecil, turning his attention to the scrap pile behind the saloon.
Upon their joyous reunion, the two mice swapped stories of their travels and trials, recalled their many now-deceased relatives, and discovered that they shared a fondness for fine salted nuts, stargazing, and lengthy conversation.
"Let's set up shop, shall we?"
said Hieronymus to his cousin one bright morning as they sat on a weathered dock near the seaport.
"We could meet the ships as they arrive and offer our advice as guides to all of the weary and bedraggled mice who disembark. What do you think?"
Anton, dozing in the warm sun nearby, awoke with a start.
"You mean you're thinking of staying here?" he asked Hieronymus. "Permanently?"
Eponymous clapped his paws.
"This is a brilliant plan! We could explain the ins and outs of steamboats and trains for those who yearn to travel inland.
And we could connect them with the mouse network for help as they go," added Hieronymus.
"We could suggest places to eat and sleep, and places to avoid. Don't forget that part."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?